Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey, and this is my co-host.
Drew Dagey, welcome to the fifth episode of this podcast.
Yes, and if Drew sounds a little different to you, he's on a conference call, which we're going to have to do sometimes. But Drew, do you want to tell the audience where you're headed?
I'm headed to Memphis, Tennessee to watch the Texas Tech play the Mississippi State Bulldogs tomorrow at 5:40 in the Liberty Bowl.
Sweet. So that'll be fun for Drew. He went from the Spurs game. We went to the Spurs and Pistons game last night. Now he's on the road to Memphis, Tennessee, the hardest working co-host in sports. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So last night was awesome. We were at the game. We had our whole family there, and we were cheering loud and proud. And the Spurs ended up really doing the number on the Detroit Pistons. By the final of San Antonio Spurs, 144, a season high, and the Detroit Pistons had 109. Your thoughts on last night's game overall, Drew?
It was awesome, man. It was a great game to go to. We got to see a lot of young players play a lot of minutes in the blowout. It was
very fun. Yeah, and the young guys got a lot of work. I thought Doug McDermott had a really good game. He had a pretty sweet little dunk, too. Jakob had a pretty good little dunk after a pass. But also, the one thing that stood out to me that I had a really good time watching, and this is the benefit of being in the San Antonio Spurs game, that stood out were the assists, the number of passes that led to buckets. That was a season high last night. They had 39 assists as a team. That was pretty awesome to see the ball movement and the Spurs operating like that. Now, obviously, we know who the Detroit Pistons are, and seeing them in person, it was really even kind of felt bad for them slightly, just a small percentage, because they got hit with the COVID bug and didn't even get to see Trey Lyles play. He got tested out with COVID, but we were missing one too. Drew, you want to talk about that?
Yes, DeJounte Murray. That one really hurts, not just for this game, but he could be out for the next 5 or 6 games. It's really going to hurt us.
Yeah, so DeJounte Murray, he's in the health and safety protocols for COVID-19, so he wasn't there last night, and obviously that's the Spurs' number one guy this year, and we're big fans of watching him play, but he's in the COVID protocol, so Spurs had to make some changes, and some things were different last night because him not being there. Derek White distributed a lot more. He was passing the ball a lot more just because not having DeJounte there. And so he finished out, and I'll talk about him a little bit later. The one thing that was really cool about last night is everybody got in. Everybody except for one. Do you know who that one player on the roster that didn't get in last night?
Thaddeus Young.
Thaddeus Young, who's still on the trade block. I guess they're preserving him as much as possible for the next team that trades for him, I hope. But I still solid on my buyout option. I just don't think I don't know if the trade's going to happen, but we'll see. That's another story for another day. Let's talk about that great win last night. And we're going to move into our segment where we do our top two and bottom two. So we pick top two players and bottom two, and we start, and we don't know who we have. And I'm actually going to surprise Drew a little bit more because I told him one last night, but I changed it for this episode. So, Drew, let's talk about your top two, and then I'll get into my top two, and then you can do your bottom two, and I'll do mine.
Talk about some players after
the month. Hold on, you chopped off just a little bit. Go ahead. Hello? Did we lose you? All right, so I'm going to chime in with my top two while we're waiting to see if we can hear Drew again. I know he's on the road, so service is in and out. But my top two players were Derek White with 10 assists. That was pretty impressive, double-figure assist. We always like that. He had 7 points, 10 assists. The points weren't the reason that I had him as my top two. It was definitely the 10 assists. And then also Trey Jones, 11 assists, and Trey Jones looked really nice at the point guard, and I really like him and his upside for the future. But he had 8 points and 11 assists four of six shooting. So just between Trey Jones and Derek White alone, that's 21 assists. Two different guys. Pretty impressive. Drew, are you back with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, okay. So I did my top two. I told them Derek White and Trey Jones since they both had double figures assists. Now it's your turn for your top two.
Number one is going to be Keldon Johnson, who went off.
Yeah.
27 points, 5 rebounds, 4 for 4 from the 3-point line. What were your thoughts on this performance yesterday?
Amazing. Now, with that being said, there were a couple of those 3 balls that there wasn't a piston within 10 feet of him. It seemed like he had time to set up and go, but what good players do is when they're given stuff, they knock them down, and he sure did. He was really impressive to watch. 10 of 12 shooting, 27 points in only 23 minutes. That was really impressive. Keldon's a lot of fun to watch, and even the crowd wasn't just jam-packed last night, but he still gets fired up when he makes big plays, and we appreciate that as fans. Okay, your next one?
John Glendale. He was really good last night. 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Knocked down a 3, and he was 7 of 9 from the field.
Guys, Jock Landale is – we talked about this, and I think if you go back and see the chronological order of each of our episodes, but we really, really like this guy. He's got a different level of hustle. And if you watch him in person, you can see it. But there was one particular play I want to point out. And I talked about this, and it was small for those that are watching the game and seeing scoring and everything, but it was big for me to see what kind of player that we have. And I see little things from him that really, really impress me, and this was one of those. He was at the top of the three-point line, right in the center, dead center, and he shoots a pass over to Lonnie Walker, who basically catch-shoot, and Lonnie misses it. Now, we're talking about Landale, who a big body. He's 6'11", almost. He's 1 inch under 7 foot. Comes from the three-point line, slides in the lane. Lonnie Walker misses a shot. Guess who gets the rebound? Jock Landale. From the top of the key, pass, shoot, and he's hustling to get to the bottom. And you see a lot of hustle plays from him like that. And also, like he says, this is the Jock Landale quote when he signed with the Spurs, is I can shoot the piss out of the ball, and he definitely can. He was 7 of 9, and he is, I'm telling you guys, we got a player right there, and I think Pop is, now he's given him more of a piece of the pie lately, but Jock Landale is a lot of fun to watch. So that's a really good top two, Drew. That was, by points, that was your top two scorers, and by hustle and heart, and those two guys are really impressive. So we're going to go to the bottom two, and Drew, you will go to your bottom two, and then I'll go to mine after that.
Okay, so I'm going to have one player and one other thing. So the one player is going to be Bryn Forbes, who was off tonight, scoring 9 points, 2 of 10 from the field. What were your thoughts on his performance?
I thought there was a couple times that Bryn forced some shots. I think, and that's what shooters do sometimes. They have to fight that battle. But he forced a couple shots, and, he got a lot of minutes. He got 22 minutes and didn't hit any 3 balls, which is odd for him. So, yeah, that's probably a pretty good choice on your bottom two. He had one good hustle play that I noticed. But he's paid to shoot the basketball, and 2 of 10 was definitely deserving of that. Okay, your other one?
It's going to be the Pistons' defense, who was horrible. That defense was very, very bad.
Yeah.
Leaving Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, John Glendale wide open for each reason.
Yeah. Pistons already were having a rough time this year, and then you take a rough time with the worst record team in the NBA, and then you couple that with some COVID safety protocols. So you have guys that were missing, just to be fair, because you're 100% right. Their defense was not good at all. But they're missing Jeremy Grant, Cade Cunningham, and Trey Lyles, a.k.a. as Drew calls him. not Trey, but you can check other episodes. But anyway, so that's Drew's bottom two. My bottom two, in a game like that, I had a tough time picking anybody just because I really liked the way everybody got on the court.
Same here.
My bottom two were the two Pistons fans that we saw at the arena wearing their Pistons gear. We really feel bad for them. They're going through their whole season just waiting for that hope to get the number one draft pick. So that was my bottom two. I'm not going to put any Spurs players on that one tonight. Drew was probably right. If I were to do one, it would have been the same as him. So that's your top two, bottom two. Some players, the other guys I want to talk about from last night. And I loved it because before the game, this guy already has a cult-like following in San Antonio. But our number one draft pick this year, and people, once they start seeing him play, the newly turned 19-year-old Josh Primo. Your thoughts on Josh Primo's game last night, Drew?
Awesome. Just, it was so fun watching that kid play, yes.
Yeah, he was 3 of 4 shooting threes. He had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and guys, mark my words, you have the makings of one of the NBA great players right there with Josh Primo. The kid is really talented. He plays the game with an extreme level of confidence, and he's only 19 years old. Something I noticed with Primo, also another guy that I want to talk about, because Primo hit 3 threes. Dougie McBuckets hit 3 as well, and Doug McDermott, man, he really is fun to watch, but he had a great streaking dunk to the basket, knocked down a few threes. Then one other guy that, again, another young buck that I really liked, him, knocked down a couple threes. But the reason I'm spotlighting this guy was his steals. Who do you think I was going to talk about that had some really impressive steals last night?
Devin Vassell.
Yeah. Devin Vassell had 3 steals, and then, man, he darts for some of those balls and really drives down the court. And I think, and it seems like to me, just watching the shoot around and how they interact, I think Vassell and Primo are pretty tight, it looks like. They get along pretty well, so I think that's great for the future. Guys, this organization is on the up and up, even though you may not see the wins like the glory days with the Big Three. It's coming. I'm telling you, give it some time. These young Spurs are exciting to watch. All right. So, anybody else you want to spotlight or things that you noticed from last night? I got a couple more for you, too.
I got Drew Eubanks. Came in the fourth quarter and did pretty well. 8 points, a really good block, 7 boards, and in only 12 minutes.
Yes, sir. Very good. Drew Eubanks did hustle, and sometimes we've been we're hard on him, but we have always said we loved his hustle, and he did. He had a really good night for the Spurs last night, and it's great to see him. I like the way he grinds. Somebody else who scored his first NBA points last night, do you know who that is?
Joe Wieskamp.
Yes, sir. Yep, his first NBA points last night. And it's also cool that his college teammate was on the Pistons bench. Drew, can you tell us about that?
Luka Garza, who played pretty well. I liked what I saw from him on the defensive side. He also chipped in 20 points, 6 boards, and he was really good.
Yeah, so Luka Garza, that's Joe Wieskamp's former teammate, got to watch him score his first point, so that was fun. Somebody else I want to talk about that got into the game, and it's funny because we talked about this a few episodes back, but he got the call-up. He got his money's worth on his fouls. He got 3 of them in 8 minutes, but Devontae Kaycock got in there and scored a couple points last night for the Spurs, so that was fun seeing him. I think he's definitely a role-playing guy, and he's a lot of fun to watch. Really, the only other one, anybody that we haven't talked about, Kata Bates-Diop followed up with 10 points and 6 rebounds after his 30-point outburst against the Lakers last game. And we also had Bianca Pirtle had 14 on 7 of 8 shooting. Another thing I want to talk about, did you notice once the game got out of hand what Popovich did?
What did he do?
Well, what Popovich did was he got the dudes off the court, like your starters. And one of the interesting stats that I saw is no player played over 25 minutes. And, in fact, that was Kata Bates-Diop. He played 25 minutes last night. The next highest was 23 with Keldon Johnson. So my point being is that was the first game of a back-to-back, and we know what the Spurs do with back-to-backs, right? They tend to struggle in that second game. Well, the second game is a tough one tonight. And we'll get into that preview at the end of the show. But they got the Utah Jazz limit. So it was good getting those guys off the floor. Great team win. That's 3 in a row now for the Spurs. And the weird thing enough, their only 2 winning streaks we've seen. We went to the first game of the 4-game streak earlier, and we're at the 3rd game of the 3rd game streak. So I think Drew and I are some good luck charms, maybe, huh? Did I lose you, buddy? Okay.
Yeah, but 4-0 so far has gone to the
games. Yeah. Drew's never seen the Spurs lose live at a game, so that was a lot of fun. All right, so I'm going to move on to our segment, This Day in Spurs History, and then we're going to move on to the preview of tonight's game against the Utah Jazz. This date in Spurs history, I picked one from not too long ago. I wanted to get closer, but this is important because this season was the last time the Spurs were in an actual playoff series, not the play-in game. And they played a little team on December 26, 2018, called the Denver Nuggets. By that time they were playing, the Nuggets were 21-11. The Spurs were 19-16, and the Spurs ended up beating the Nuggets 111-103. Some things I wanted to point out was a little guy named Nikola Jokic. Jokic for the Denver Nuggets had only 4 points. That was your league's MVP last year, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. 4 points and 10 assists and 4 rebounds. When's the last time you think he's had a game with only 4 points in the Drew?
Probably never.
Yeah, that was probably, yeah. So that was Nikola Jokic before, like at the beginning of the legend being created and an NBA being created. But that was him that night. The other thing about that game, for the Spurs, your leading scorer, that was DeMar DeRozan. He scored 30 that night to lead the Spurs. And L.A., LaMarcus Aldridge had 27 that night. And, off the bench came Jakob, and Jakob had 11 rebounds, Jakob Pertl. But anyway, that game was a lot of fun. Oh, Brent Forbes got the nod that night and had 15 as well. That was in 2018. Now, that's the last Spurs team to have gone to a playoff series. And guess who they lost in that playoff series to that season?
The Denver Nuggets, so I bet.
You're 100% correct. And in that game, Nikola Jokic he went off like he normally does. So, but the Spurs got that one, and that was the last time that, that season, hopefully we're getting back there, and there's a bunch of new bodies on the roster, but I think it's a lot of fun. So now let's go to the preview of our next game. Who's our next opponent tonight, Drew?
The Utah Jazz.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Utah Jazz?
They're a good team. I think they're the second best team in the Western Conference. What are your thoughts about them?
Yeah, they're definitely up there. Who are you thinking is the best?
Probably the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, Suns. Suns are pretty solid. The Jazz. I mean, they're up there. They're in the mix, and they have a really talented team. Obviously Rudy Gobert in the middle. Big man. He's going to be a force. Gobert has, you know, he's been a tough battle for the Spurs, but he's definitely, you know, Jakob's going to have his hands full tonight. I know that. You know, they attacked the paint a bunch last night. I think it's going to be a lot harder tonight for the Spurs. Now, there are obviously DeJounte Murray's out tonight. You know who's out for the the Jazz?
It's going to be Donovan Mitchell, their shooting guard.
Yeah, and leading scorer. So Donovan Mitchell will be out of this one. The Jazz are coming in on a 3-game winning streak. You know who, you know, before that streak, the Spurs beat them on December 17th in Utah. That was a great night. That actually snapped the Jazz's 8-game winning streak in Utah that night. And now they're coming in, you know, the Jazz are coming in with another 3-game winning streak, and hopefully we can snap that one too, huh?
Yeah, I hope we can. I hope we can make it 4 games. And then the next game we have Miami Heat.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. So, you know, definitely the Spurs are playing well at the right time. Having Donovan Mitchell out, it does help a little bit. We're going to get to see an old friend tonight, Spur, you know, Spur, great player for us. Who, do you know who that is?
Rudy Gay, who was a free agent last year and he signed.
Yeah, so he's going to be coming off the bench for them. Rudy Gay, real likable guy. So we'll get to see a familiar face coming off the bench for them tonight. But no Donovan Mitchell. I think that this is going to be a pretty tightly contested matchup. Do you have a prediction for us, Drew?
Yes, I do. I have the Jazz winning this game 2.
That's good. That'll be fun. It's funny you say that because I thought it was going to be a close game too, just like the one in Utah. The Spurs ended up winning that one by 2 as well. So that's a great pick. Drew and I didn't even talk about this before the show, but I had the Spurs winning by 1. I have that in my notes. So look for a great game tonight, a close game. I think the Spurs are going to win by 1, and I'm going to just take a hot take and say it's going to be a game-winning shot, or the shot to win the game, is going to be by Mr. Keldon Johnson. That's going to be my prediction. So hopefully we have a good one tonight, 7:30 in San Antonio again, second game of a back-to-back. You got the Jazz coming in on a 3-game winning streak, so they're definitely a worthwhile team, and the Spurs are coming in on a 3-game winning streak. So somebody's streak is ending tonight. For your Spur of the Moment podcast, I'm Shane Dagey, and
no Spurs.